We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Ayin Amabez, Daf Ayin Amabez, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top, the middle of a line. Tanya, learned in a Braisa, Tanya, Yehuda ben Dursai, Pirish, who v'Dursai benoi? Yehuda ben Dursai and a son Dursai also, they left the community and moved to Chutz La'aretz. V'holach v'yashlar adam, they moved to the south, to Chutz La'aretz, the Mechas Chinuch says. Why? Because he was very upset. He held that Chagiga had to be brought even if it lands up on Shabbos. Even if Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, our Mishnah says, if Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, you only bring a Karm Pesach, you don't bring a Chagiga Sidala. He argued on that. He told you bring a Chagiga Sidala, and he said, therefore, I don't want to be around Peshas, Alila, Regal, and Karm Pesach, because they don't hold what I hold, and I don't hold that, therefore, I don't want to be here. And the Mechitzchinuch Medayik from here, that someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz is part of Pesach and from Ria, which is a big machlokes. There is a Tosfos Daf Gimel on Beis Pesachim that we had, that someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz is part of from Eilat Ria and from Karim Pesach. And this Gemara Shtigl Raya to that. He said, I'm moving to the Dharam, I don't have to be worried about Eilat Regal and Pesach. Omar, im Yovel Yov, Yom Elohim, the Yisrael, if Yov comes and he tells you, Mepnei Ma, Loich Gaktem Chagiga B'Shabbos. My Emrele, what are you going to say to them? He was so sure. Yovel comes, he's going to tell you, what are you doing? You have to bring a Karma Chagiga even when it lands up on Shabbos. And he tells them, what are you going to answer him? Tamani Ashdei Gedele Ador, Shemaya Vav Talion, I'm appalled by me. That the two Gedele Ador, I wondered, Shemaya Vav Talion, Shechom Gedele, they're very big Chom, Vedarshonim Gedele, doesn't mean they speak long, it means they know how to make drushes, Vedarshonim Gedele, they know how to make Gvaldika drushes. But Omer Lehem Li Yisrael, they didn't tell you Chagiga Dechas Shabbos, they never told you Chagiga Dechas Shabbos, and they were very upset about it. He was very big Kanoi, obviously, and therefore he left the community and moved to Chutzlar and said, I can't be here. Omar Rav, Rav says, my time with the Ben Desai, what was Ben Desai's drasha that he held that was Pashat that you bring Chagiga even on Shabbos? Chagiga Sidalit, even for Lansom on Shabbos. He says, the Pasuk says like this, it's an interesting Pasuk that's very hard to read. The Pasuk says, V'zavachto Pesach L'Hashem Elekecha, should bring a Pesach L'Hashem Elekecha, Tzoyin u'bakar v'mokim ha'shivcha Hashem l'shakin shmo yisham. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Now this Pasuk, it says you can bring a Karim Pesach, it's a Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, when it talks about the Yom Tovim, and the Pasuk there says, you bring a Pesach L'Hashem Elekecha, Tzoyin u'bakar. It's a Pella. We know a Pesach has to be dafka from the Tzoyin, not from Bakar, not from big cattle. How do you teach this Pasuk? So they teach like this. Like he asked, like in Pesach Avon Aksaras Avon Meizim, which is Tzoyin. Ella Tzoyin is a Pesach. What's Baka Zuchagiga? Vamur Achmana Vizavachta Pesach. And the pasuk says Vizavachta Pesach, and it's saying they go together. And when you bring the Pesach, you bring the Chagiga. Chagiga Sidal. So it's Mefurish in the pasuk, according to Yehuda Ben Desai, that you have to bring Karan Pesach even on Shabbos. Just like a Pesach is brought on Shabbos, Chagiga is also brought on Shabbos. And like Tosfos speaks out, that Ben Tema didn't hold like this. Even though he held that Chagiga is exactly like the Karan Pesach, we said Chagiga is like the Karan Pesach, had all the halachas, Tzli, and one day, and all that. Still, he got it, and he happened to hold, it can't even be in Bakar, but he held, it couldn't be brought on Shabbos. He agreed to that, it wasn't brought on Shabbos, even though it had all the Hakeshim, but it, just like Shviras Etzem, you know, has a Miyat, this also, there's no din, it's not Teich HaShabbos, going to Ben Tema. But Yehuda Ben Desai learned from this Pasuk, there's a Vachta Pesach Hashem Lekecha, Tzoyinu Bakar, that he makes a Hakesh, and he says, Chagiga, first of all, he brought from a Bakar, and he holds, it can be brought even on Shabbos. Amar Ravashi says, "Anan taima the prushim neku v'nifrash." Are we trying to explain pshat in the someone who is pirish minatzibur? He left the community. We're going to start being pshat on him. Ella pshat. What's pshat in the pasuk? What's ma'aseh? It's a pasuk. Ella kral k'rav Nachman udasa. Pasuk is Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Avua. Menayin lemoisar haPesach shekarav shlom. How you know that the extra Pesach, which is Pesach was left over after Pesach, you didn't bring it for Karim Pesach, but you set it aside for Karim Pesach, how do you know you bring it to Shlomim? We had right before, a few blocks ago, that you do it Shaloi L'Shmo, you do it same Shlomim, it's kosher, so how do you know it's kosher? Shnam, it says in the Pasuk, V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elekecha Tzoyinu Vaka, V'chi Pesach Min HaBaka Bo, V'lein Pesach Bala Maksavim Manizim, it's kosher, the Pasuk is Shra, Ela Moisera Pesach Yeh, the extra Pesach will be for Dovar, Ledovar, Abominat, Zayin, Abakar, which is what? A Shlomim. That teaches us there's Mutav Shlomim. So Yitaka, I have to look up the article. I don't have an article, Chumash, a stone Chumash in front of me. How do they tie the pasuk? V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Lekecha Tzoyin Abaka. The two ways we tie it is, V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Lekecha Tzoyin, and Ubakar either means the feed Yehuda ben Asoy, the Chagigas Yedalad, or it means that it turns into Shlomim. So it's a challenge. I attach the English title to this pasuk, but that's how you, this pasuk is an interesting pasuk. You have to attach and make a drasha. It's a mamash a drasha that has to be darshan in order to pasuk read the pasuk. So I think more about Rabbanon. My time v'loy dochi Shabbos. Good, he does argue on the drasha. But lachayro, why should not be dochi Shabbos? Havade carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur. And Rashi explains, the question is on both Chagigas. Chagigas Yodalad and Chagiga of the regular Chagiga of every Yom Tov. L'chayra, the tining, it's similar to a carbon tzibur. Why is a Pesach a carbon tzibur? Because the whole Klal Yisrael has to bring it. So Chagigas Yodalad and Chagigas Tezvav also, since whole Klal Yisrael brings it, it should be like carbon tzibur, and it should be Doicha Shabbos. That's the question. Rabbana, my time only Doicha Shabbos. Havad the carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur. It's brought by Knufya. Everyone brings it. Knufya means a gathering. Gans Klal Yisrael brings it. So it should be Doicha Shabbos. Om Rav Eloi, Mishim Rav Yuhu, Misafra, Om Akra. The pasuk of Chagigas Tezvav, which is every single yontiv, says like this. V'chagoysem oisoi chag v'ashem shivas yomim. It's actually a pasuk by Sukkos. Which is Tishrei, you will bring this chagiga. Now it says Shivas Yom Mishana Shiva Shmoinehu Freit the Gemara. It's 8 days. I have to stool for 8 days because we include Shmini Atzeres in the time of Nis Yontav of Chagiga. It's one from Chagiga. So why do I say 7 days? I have 8 days to bring it. In every 8 days, there's always one Shabbos. If there's one Shabbos, so you can't bring on Shabbos. So it's a first of pasuk, you can't bring chagiga on Shabbos. And therefore, Taisus says, just like chagigas tezvav can be brought on Shabbos, we makish chagiga to chagiga, chagigas yedalad also cannot be brought on Shabbos. Taisus says, v'afgav the krov chagigas ma'isra v'chagigas tezvav k'siv, svaruhu lahashvais chagigas yachad. And therefore, we know we don't bring chagigas yedalad on Shabbos, even though it's a carbon tzibur, because the pasuk says Shivas Yom. Ki also Ravin Omar Amar Tefnei Rabbeisai. Ravin said, "I tiny the from Rabbi my Rabbi and my Kasha. Pa'amim Shiata Moitza El Shisha. L'chayra come out. It's only 6 days. Chagoyis Moitza. Why? Because if the first day Sukkos falls out on Shabbos and the last day of Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, it's only 6 days you can bring the chagiga. Going Shachal Yom Tavrizi Shalchag V'Shabbos." So his taina was, if you can't bring it on Shabbos, it should say 6 days, not 7 days, because it's possible it's only bring it 6 days, because if the first 5 days on Shabbos and the last days on Shabbos, you have 6 days to bring the carbon. Amma Abaya, Abaya says back, oven tichlo, which means oven, the one who's kaver his children. Lema kehai milsa, you're going to say such a thing? Shmoin aloy mishkachas lo. The pause is 7, because 8 is impossible, because it's always a Shabbos. Most years you have 7 days. You only don't have 7 days when the first and last day fall out on Shabbos, you don't have 7 days. But if not, you always usually have 7 days, so it's not a good taina. Now what does it mean, oven tichla? The Mashal mutches with this. Mashal says, Pashup Shara means go back on Ravin, and we're calling you, Ravin stands for Reb Oven, and that's oven. This is oven tichla. But he says it's very strange to say that because Ravin was older than Abaya. He wouldn't tell someone who was a big god of Torah, older than him, call him oven tichla, which is a very lashon gnai. You're making fun of his tzaras. He buried his children, and you're calling him oven tichla. So Rashal says that's what it means. There was someone else in town named oven tichla, and they called him. This oven tichla wasn't such a chasav yid. So he tells Ravin, you know, your svara passes for oven tichla. Oven tichla would say that. I guess that's more about Kavadik told you to talk to your Rebbe that way, I guess. And he says, oven tichla oven milsa. And that's what he tiny. He said, it's not a kasha. Why not? It's not a kasha? Because roiv years, you do have 7 days. It just reminds me of a story I just saw on the Spaden for Yankel Cohen that he went and told, he's sharp in his learning, very into his learning, right? So he told someone and said a bad story. He said, tell it to your mother-in-law. That's far. Oven tichlo says to the svara. That's type of taina. He said to him, "You have to know this come back." That's the gemara comes out that you're not allowed to bring out chagigas yedalad or tesvav on Shabbos. And Yehuda ben Asoy argued on this. Kaponim gabi chagigas yedalad, maybe chagigas tesvav, and that was why he left. And Mirat Hashem, next year we'll continue the new sugya of Shamei Simcha.